Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to be here. As you undoubtedly know, these sessions will continue through the quarter, as will the sessions on Thursday night. Perhaps I ought to begin by indicating what I hope to accomplish in the two courses which I will be giving here this quarter. Can you all hear me? Are there any problems on that? You'd like it a little louder? All right. I want to begin by indicating what I hope to accomplish in these courses on Monday and Thursday nights. I've been appointed an honorary fellow of Revell College for this quarter. I am not assigned to any department of the university. My purpose in being here is to present the claims of historic Christianity on a secular university campus. Now, this might immediately be taken as a presumptive kind of notion, but I don't think it is. We're not saying that the secular university is not fulfilling its function in being a universitas, a place where universal knowledge is available. We're simply pointing out that the university today is a reflection of its culture, just as universities have always been reflections of their culture. Professor Herbert Marcuse on this campus has quite correctly pointed out how universities tend to reflect the status quo. They are not often revolutionary or dynamic in treating the conditions of the time. We happen to be living, and have been living since the beginning of the 18th century at least, in a secular society. And in this secular society, the university reflects the general tone of secularism. This means that historic Christianity finds itself moved off of stage center to the wings in university life today. And it may be that my presence on this campus will make it possible to present the historic Christian faith as a live option in a way in which it is not normally available on the campus. My approach should not be considered as a kind of implied criticism of religious work already going on the campus. I think you will soon discover in this course and in the other course that what I'm endeavoring to do here is of, for want of a better term, a more academic kind of operation than what is possible in the religious work which is present on virtually any campus today. The pastors who are assigned to campus work operate within an ecclesiastical context, and this means that their work is an extension of denominational activity going on in the community at large. I'm here in an academic capacity, and what I'm going to do is not ecclesiological or ecclesiastical in any sense of the word. I'm not here in order to try subtly to con you into church membership in any denomination, certainly not my own. I'm here to talk about historic Christianity, which I happen to feel is a definable entity present in all of the churches which currently exist. The Christianity that I'll be talking about in these sessions is the Christianity represented by the ecumenical creeds of the church, the creeds which you have received as one of the mimeographs tonight. These creeds are the defining characteristics of Christianity, and they are maintained by the Orthodox Eastern Church, by the Roman Catholic Church, and by all Protestant bodies. I'm not here in any sectarian capacity. My efforts are not in the direction of a particular denomination or, hopefully, in the direction of any peculiar aberrational stream of Christianity. Now, the courses on Monday and Thursday nights are different. This is not always the case in academic life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?